It's natural to see Parshat Chayei Sarah as anticlimactic in comparison to the story that immediately preceded it, Akedat Yitzchak, that great sign of religious devotion. And then we're dealing with Avram trying to purchase land from Bnei Chet. Rabbeinu Yonah, though, had a different view of this. On the Mishnah in Avot, which mentions the 10 tests that Avraham faced successfully, most people assume that the 10th test was Akedat Yitzchak. That was a climax of Avram's life. But Rabbeinu Yonah says the 10th and final test was the purchasing of a plot for Sarah. Here Avram had been promised that the land would be totally his, and it came time to bury his wife, and even a plot of land he had to finagle, negotiate, and struggle for. This is the climax of Avram's life. We see this idea also in the Pirush of Rashi, on Shemot Perek Vav, the beginning of Parshat Va'era. Hashem promises Moshe to help him take the Jews out of Egypt, and Moshe's initial attempts were unsuccessful. Not only that, but Paro intensified the efforts, and Moshe complains. And Hashem says to Moshe, remember Avraham, who even when he could not find a place to bury Sarah, did not complain. And here, you're complaining. What was so great about this moment, about this test? I believe the explanation is, many people can face big challenges, but what about the day-to-day grind? What about the small things in life? You see this idea in an amazing Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Chet Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, one of the Gedolim of his generation, was sick, and the great Tana Rav Chanina ben Trajan came to visit him. We all know Rav Chanina ben Trajan's name. He was one of the 10 martyrs. And they're having a conversation, and Rav Chanina ben Trajan turns to Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma and says, tell me, am I going to make it to Olam Haba? So Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma says to him, do you have any good deeds? And Rav Chanina ben Trajan says, yeah, once the money I had for tzedakah and Purim got mixed up with my own money, and I gave it all to tzedakah. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma says, wow, your chelik is in my chelik, together in Olam Haba. And the obvious question is, Rav Chanina ben Trajan, the great martyr, what gets him into Olam Haba is giving extra tzedakah? What does this mean? And I think the explanation is exactly along the lines we're saying. People can muster up courage when it comes to Mesirut Nefesh, when it comes to a big moment. The question is, do we have the strength to carry through the daily challenges? The Sefer Chassidim, in fact, Siman Kuf Nun Hei, says, when you have a small challenge in life, a small decision to make, he said, imagine how much passion and courage you would have if it was a question of giving your life for your faith. He says, Kol Shkein Zeh Davar She'eino Kol Kach Gadol She'Mitgaber Alecha Yitzrecha. For sure you should face the Yetzirah trying to keep you from the small deed. In fact, the Medrash tells us regarding Moshe Rabbeinu that he initially was a shepherd. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is notin gedula liadom achar shebodkehu bedavar katan v'achar kach ma'aleo legdula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives greatness to people after he tests us on the small things. He tested Moshe and David as shepherds to see how they would take care of the sheep. Small deeds make big people. How we relate to our yom yom, to the challenges of day-to-day life, determine ultimately whether we're ready for greater things and the greatness of our character. Most of us today do not have to make the choice of Mesirut Nefesh, Baruch Hashem. But we have challenges, especially at this period. And the question is, do we face them with courage, with passion, with the full strength of our faith and courage? Let's learn from Avram in his final test, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, who after everything he was through, was able to keep working towards whatever goals he had through whatever challenges he faced.